Hey everybody, it's Jared. I just feel like sharing a quick thought that God's laid on my heart. I'm certainly blessed to be here with you right now. Certainly blessed to be able to preach the Word of God. Certainly blessed just to be a child of God. And certainly humbled to know everything that God does in our life. And I give God all the honor and praise for everything that He's done from day one. Everything that I ever needed from birth, all throughout my life, through every trouble, through every success. God was God. And I just want to share a very peculiar thought with you right now. And I just want to remind everybody that sometimes that you can only do what you need to do with Jesus. You may be in a place where there are those critics as they stood around for Jairus and Jesus had to send out the people. But there may be those religious and walking with God that would be even in question of their own faith or to believe that Jesus is enough to do the work. But I want you to know that when you put everything else aside and you put everything out of your way and you get your life down to the place where it's just you and Jesus, one thing will be for certain, and you can take this to the bank with you. It may be a healing, it may be a financial move, but my God, there will be a move. The mountains will be moved. All the devils of Legion were cast down into the swine, and the swine perish. And when you truly fall under a place of surrender where it's you and Jesus, there'll be no other enemy and weapon formed against you. There won't be any more talk to try to hinder you. But glory to God, there will be peace down in your valley, and there will be rest in the cleft of the rock of God. Oh, I know that we face uncertain times, but let me preach and tell you that at the end of the road, you better know where you are in surrender to God, and you better believe everything that you read, for one day it will come where you will have to stand the test of time and to see where you are with God. My heart goes out to those that are troubled in their spirit, and I want to remind you how much that it matters that you obey God in these last days. There's people around me that look like that they've lost all hope and all life. They've lost the joy of their salvation. They've left their first love. They don't realize the true worth of the joy of the Lord being their strength. They've lost the ability to encourage themselves. They've lost the ability, to be able just to get up in the morning and smile at everything that they have. And I want to remind you that no power will we ever have until we have the power of God. The power of God comes through obedience. Obedience comes through willingness. Willingness comes through encouragement. And encouragement comes through prayer. Prayer comes through the desire. And the desire of God comes when you fear God. And you fear God when you have faith to know that He will take care of you in thick and thin. And when you have faith, you have conviction. When you have conviction, you have a willing heart to listen. And when you're willing to listen to God and to surrender, every healing that you ever needed will come by your way. And every sickness and disease will have to leave your life. And every depression, oppression, and attack of the devil will have no dominion or power. And it must turn loose and walk away from you and go out into the swine. Those things to which that it feels like that it can dwell to perish. And I preach right now with all of my heart and reach out to those of you hearing my voice that are just dying to get into the next blessing, dying to get into the anointing of God. And here's the revelation for you right now. You've got to be in full and complete entire surrender. And when you do, you will see God move in an abundant, mighty way. You will know what it feels like to have a friend that sticks closer than a brother. You'll feel in love from the love of God that'll cause you to succeed, because greater hath no man than this, that he lay his life down for his friends. Oh, to have a friend that would have your back even unto death. I want you to know you have it even now. If you would just choose to believe and accept Jesus Christ into your life. I know old-fashioned preaching has been thrown out because, oh, it's too foolish. But I have no other way or means to be able to describe to you all the goodness of God and everything that He does. Everything that I need, He supplies it. Every time that I'm weak, He is my strength. Every time that I am, oh, in darkness, He becomes the light so that I can see and have clarity to the attacks of the devil. And I want you to know right now, oh God, those of you that's hungering and thirsting to keep on going, don't let the naysayers and the critics and the sitter-bys discourage you from ever moving. When God encourages it, there may be a message boiling up in the depths of your spirit. And I say when it comes to release that thing so that it can do the perfect work. And I just have to tell you right now, if I didn't release the goodness of God, no doubt in my heart, it would be like that which fell out of the old wine bottles. Oh, you can only put new wine in a new bottle if you tried to keep the substance of God to your flesh. Surely you would fail. But hear this preacher right now. When you get to the place where God is first, you put your friends aside and you put religion aside and you put everything that everybody ever tried to teach you about how to be religious and how to be saved aside, and you just surrender to Christ with a humble heart, a real, legitimate, true, humble heart that confesses all sin and lays down every weight that besets it, you will begin to realize and come into a place where your life will be blessed. Oh, flooded over, outpouring above you where you couldn't even comprehend. The depths go to the north and the south and the east and the west. It goes out to anybody that needs it. Its love extends as far as the east is from the west. It reaches to anybody. There is no height or depth. No matter how high on the mountain you are, how low in the valley that you may be, this is your time to receive the blessing of God. This is your time to say no to the scoffers and to say yes to the willingness. It's time for a church to come together and know its true power. You won't need a book to tell you how to be a church, but you'll know deep down in your heart that God is God, and He'll be there through thick and thin. He'll be there and be your best friend. He won't let you go and won't let you down. He'll never leave you or forsake you, but will be there with you always, even until the end. My God, He'll be there even when everybody else would have let you down. There will be a Samaritan. There will be an angel. There will be mercy in unexpected places. Oh, when you put your full trust in the Most High God, I preach it like this because it's the only way I know to convey, oh, the amount of excitement and joy that I feel in my heart for every time that God has moved. I'll sing until I cannot sing, and I'll preach until I know that it's my time to go. I want you to know I love you. My God, I'm ready to keep on preaching, but I'm going to encourage you right now to go to our website and get more of this word. Hallelujah. www.heartofgraceministries.com. Listen in, comment, testify, lift each other up in the name of Jesus. Go blessed.